7. The Teacher Wars. By Dana Goldstein. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Teacher Wars, A History of America's Most Embattled Profession by Dana Goldstein is a comprehensive look at the history of teaching in the United States. The book begins with an exploration of how teachers have been viewed throughout American history, from colonial times to today. It then examines the various forces that have shaped and influenced teacher education, including religious organizations, labor unions, and government policies. Finally, it looks at current debates over teacher pay and evaluation systems. Goldstein argues that teaching has long been seen as a low-status profession in America due to its association with women's work. She traces this perception back to colonial times when most teachers were female and paid very little for their services. As public schooling became more widespread during the 19th century, male teachers began entering the field, but they still faced discrimination based on gender stereotypes about men being better suited for leadership roles than women. In addition to gender bias, Goldstein also discusses how race has played a role in shaping teacher education and employment opportunities throughout American history. She notes that African Americans were often excluded from teaching positions until after World War II, when civil rights laws began opening up access to jobs previously denied them because of their race or ethnicity. Goldstein also examines how labor unions have impacted teacher education since their emergence in the late 19th century. She explains how these organizations fought for higher wages and better working conditions for educators while also advocating for improved educational standards across all levels of schooling. Finally, she looks at contemporary issues such as merit pay systems which reward high-performing teachers with bonuses, standardized testing which some argue is used too heavily as an assessment tool, charter schools which are publicly funded but privately run, voucher programs which allow parents to use taxpayer money towards private school tuition, and other topics related to modern-day education reform efforts. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The history of the American public school system is rooted in the 19th century, when the nation was transitioning from an agrarian to an industrial economy. Idea summary. The Teacher Wars examines the history of the American public school system, tracing its roots to the 19th century when the nation was transitioning from an agrarian to an industrial economy. Main idea number 2. The rise of the teacher profession was driven by the need for a more educated workforce to meet the demands of the industrial economy. Idea summary. The Teacher Wars examines the rise of the teacher profession, which was driven by the need for a more educated workforce to meet the demands of the industrial economy. Main idea number 3. The early teachers were mostly women, who were expected to be moral exemplars and to teach the values of the Protestant work ethic. Idea summary. The Teacher Wars examines the role of early teachers, who were mostly women and were expected to be moral exemplars and to teach the values of the Protestant work ethic. Main idea number 4. The teacher profession was initially seen as a low-status job, but it gradually gained more respect and higher salaries. Idea summary. The Teacher Wars examines the evolution of the teacher profession, which was initially seen as a low-status job but gradually gained more respect and higher salaries. Main idea number 5. The rise of the teacher profession was accompanied by the emergence of teacher unions, which sought to protect teachers' rights and improve their working conditions. Idea summary. The Teacher Wars examines the emergence of teacher unions, which sought to protect teachers' rights and improve their working conditions as the teacher profession gained more respect and higher salaries. Main idea number 6. The teacher unions were met with resistance from school administrators, who sought to maintain control over the classroom and limit the power of the unions. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the resistance of school administrators to the teacher unions, who sought to maintain control over the classroom and limit the power of the unions. Main idea number 7. The teacher unions and school administrators clashed over issues such as teacher pay, working conditions, and the role of teachers in the classroom. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the clashes between the teacher unions and school administrators over issues such as teacher pay, working conditions, and the role of teachers in the classroom. Main idea number 8. The teacher unions were also met with resistance from the public, who viewed them as a threat to the traditional values of the Protestant work ethic. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the resistance of the public to the teacher unions, who viewed them as a threat to the traditional values of the Protestant work ethic. Main idea number 9. The teacher unions were further challenged by the rise of the teacher-proof curriculum, which sought to standardize teaching and limit the role of teachers in the classroom. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the challenge of the teacher-proof curriculum to the teacher unions, which sought to standardize teaching and limit the role of teachers in the classroom. Main idea number 10. The teacher unions responded to the teacher-proof curriculum by advocating for more autonomy and professional development for teachers. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the response of the teacher unions to the teacher-proof curriculum, advocating for more autonomy and professional development for teachers. Main idea number 11. The teacher unions also sought to improve the quality of education by advocating for higher standards and better resources for teachers and students. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the efforts of the teacher unions to improve the quality of education, advocating for higher standards and better resources for teachers and students. Main idea number 12. The teacher unions were further challenged by the rise of the school reform movement, which sought to reduce the power of the unions and increase the power of school administrators. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the challenge of the school reform movement to the teacher unions, which sought to reduce the power of the unions and increase the power of school administrators. Main idea number 13. The school reform movement was met with resistance from the teacher unions, who sought to maintain their power and protect the rights of teachers. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the resistance of the teacher unions to the school reform movement, which sought to reduce the power of the unions and increase the power of school administrators. Main idea number 14. The school reform movement was further challenged by the rise of the teacher-led movement, which sought to empower teachers and give them more autonomy in the classroom. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the challenge of the teacher-led movement to the school reform movement, which sought to empower teachers and give them more autonomy in the classroom. Main idea number 15. The teacher-led movement was met with resistance from school administrators, who sought to maintain control over the classroom and limit the power of the teachers. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the resistance of school administrators to the teacher-led movement, which sought to empower teachers and give them more autonomy in the classroom. Main idea number 16. The teacher-led movement was further challenged by the rise of the data-driven movement, which sought to use data to measure teacher performance and hold them accountable for student outcomes. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the challenge of the data-driven movement to the teacher-led movement, which sought to use data to measure teacher performance and hold them accountable for student outcomes. Main idea number 17. The data-driven movement was met with resistance from the teacher unions, who sought to protect the rights of teachers and maintain their power in the classroom. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the resistance of the teacher unions to the data-driven movement, which sought to use data to measure teacher performance and hold them accountable for student outcomes. Main idea number 18. The data-driven movement was further challenged by the rise of the teacher-centered movement, which sought to empower teachers and give them more autonomy in the classroom. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the challenge of the teacher-centered movement to the data-driven movement, which sought to empower teachers and give them more autonomy in the classroom. Main idea number 19. The teacher-centered movement was met with resistance from school administrators, who sought to maintain control over the classroom and limit the power of the teachers. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the resistance of school administrators to the teacher-centered movement, which sought to empower teachers and give them more autonomy in the classroom. Main idea number 20. The teacher-centered movement was further challenged by the rise of the accountability movement, which sought to use data to measure teacher performance and hold them accountable for student outcomes. Idea summary: The Teacher Wars examines the challenge of the accountability movement to the teacher-centered movement, which sought to use data to measure teacher performance and hold them accountable for student outcomes. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The history of the American public school system is rooted in the 19th century, when the nation was transitioning from an agrarian to an industrial economy. In The Teacher Wars, Dana Goldstein examines this history and its implications for today's education system. She looks at how changes in society have shaped educational policies over time, from the rise of compulsory schooling laws to debates about teacher pay and tenure. Goldstein also explores how teachers have been affected by these shifts, including their struggles with low wages and lack of job security. Goldstein delves into both sides of the debate surrounding public education, those who argue that it should be a tool for social mobility and those who believe it should serve as a means to maintain existing power structures. She examines how different groups, including politicians, parents, students, administrators, unions, have sought to shape educational policy throughout American history. Ultimately, she argues that understanding our past can help us create better schools for future generations. Main idea number 2. The Teacher Wars examines the rise of the teacher profession, which was driven by the need for a more educated workforce to meet the demands of the industrial economy. The book looks at how teachers have been viewed throughout history and how their roles have changed over time. It also explores how education has evolved in response to changing economic needs, from early 19th century efforts to create universal public schooling systems to modern-day debates about school choice and accountability. The book delves into key moments in American educational history, such as Horace Mann's push for free public schools in Massachusetts, John Dewey's progressive reforms, and a Nation at Risk report that called for higher standards. It also examines current issues such as teacher shortages, unionization efforts, charter schools, standardized testing policies, and other controversial topics. In addition to providing an overview of these important developments in education policy and practice over time, The Teacher Wars offers insight into what it means to be a teacher today, from working conditions on the ground level up through national politics. Through interviews with teachers across America who are fighting for better pay and resources or advocating against high-stakes testing policies, the book provides an intimate look at what it takes to be a successful educator today. Main idea number 3. The Teacher Wars examines the role of early teachers, who were mostly women and were expected to be moral exemplars and to teach the values of the Protestant work ethic. This was a time when teaching was seen as a calling rather than just a job, and teachers had an important responsibility in shaping young minds. Women were often held up as models for their students, with expectations that they would demonstrate proper behavior at all times. At this time, there was also an emphasis on hard work and discipline in education. Teachers were expected to instill these values into their students through strict rules and regulations. They also had to ensure that their pupils followed certain standards of conduct both inside and outside the classroom. In addition, they needed to provide guidance on how best to use one's talents for success in life. The Teacher Wars looks at how these expectations changed over time as society evolved from rural agrarianism towards industrialization. It explores how new ideas about education began to emerge during this period, which challenged traditional notions about teaching methods and roles within schools. Main idea number 4. The Teacher Wars examines the evolution of the teacher profession, which was initially seen as a low-status job. This perception was due to teachers' lack of power and influence in society, as well as their relatively low salaries compared to other professions. However, over time this began to change. As education became more valued by society, teachers gained more respect and higher salaries. The book looks at how these changes have impacted the teaching profession over time. It also explores how different groups have sought to shape educational policy and practice throughout history. From unions fighting for better wages and working conditions for teachers, to reformers advocating for greater accountability in schools, The Teacher Wars provides an insightful look into the struggles that educators face today. In addition, it examines how technology has changed teaching practices over time and what implications this has had on students' learning experiences. It also looks at current debates around school choice policies such as charter schools or vouchers. Overall, The Teacher Wars is an important exploration of the history of education in America and its impact on our current system. It offers valuable insight into both past successes and failures so that we can learn from them going forward. Main idea number 5. The rise of the teacher profession was accompanied by the emergence of teacher unions, which sought to protect teachers' rights and improve their working conditions. The Teacher Wars examines this development in detail, exploring how these organizations have shaped education policy over time. It looks at the history of teacher unionism from its beginnings in the late 19th century to its current state today. The book also discusses how unions have fought for better wages and benefits for teachers, as well as improved classroom conditions and educational standards. The book delves into some of the most contentious issues surrounding teacher unions, such as collective bargaining rights and tenure protections. It also examines how different states have responded to union demands differently, with some embracing them while others have resisted them. Finally, it looks at how technology has changed teaching practices and what that means for both teachers and students. Main idea number 6. The Teacher Wars examines the resistance of school administrators to teacher unions, who sought to maintain control over the classroom and limit the power of the unions. School administrators have long been wary of teachers' organizations, which they see as a threat to their authority in running schools. In response, many administrators have implemented policies that restrict union activities or even prohibit them altogether. This has led to an ongoing battle between teachers and administrators over issues such as pay raises, class sizes, curriculum standards, and other matters related to teaching. In addition to these policy disputes, there is also a cultural divide between teachers and administrators. Teachers often view themselves as professionals with expertise in their subject matter, while school leaders are seen more as managers focused on efficiency and cost-cutting measures. This clash of perspectives can lead to tension when it comes time for negotiations between teachers' unions and school districts. The Teacher Wars provides an insightful look into this contentious relationship between educators and those charged with managing them. It explores how both sides attempt to gain leverage in order to achieve their goals while also examining how these struggles shape education policy today. Main idea number 7. The Teacher Wars examines the long-standing tensions between teacher unions and school administrators. For decades, these two groups have clashed over a variety of issues, including teacher pay, working conditions, and the role of teachers in the classroom. In The Teacher Wars, Dana Goldstein provides an in-depth look at this contentious relationship and its impact on education reform efforts. Goldstein traces the history of teacher unionism from its roots in 19th-century labor movements to its current status as one of America's most powerful special interest groups. She also explores how both sides have used their power to shape educational policy debates over time. Through interviews with key players on both sides of the debate, including teachers, administrators, union leaders, politicians, Goldstein reveals how these clashes have shaped our schools today. In addition to exploring past conflicts between teachers and administrators, Goldstein looks ahead to what lies ahead for American education. She argues that if we are going to make meaningful progress towards improving our schools for all students, then we must find ways to bridge the divide between these two powerful forces. Main idea number 8. The Teacher Wars examines the resistance of the public to teacher unions, who viewed them as a threat to traditional values of the Protestant work ethic. This idea was met with strong opposition from many members of society, who believed that teachers should be held to higher standards than other professions and should not have collective bargaining rights. The public argued that unionization would lead to lower quality education and less accountability for teachers. They also feared that it would give too much power to labor leaders and weaken school boards' authority. In addition, some people were concerned about how unions could affect students' academic performance by allowing teachers more freedom in their classrooms or providing them with better pay and benefits. Others worried that unions could create an adversarial relationship between administrators and educators, leading to strikes or other disruptions in schools. Despite these objections, teacher unions continued to grow throughout the 20th century as they fought for better wages, working conditions, job security, healthcare coverage, retirement benefits, and other protections for their members. Today, they remain a powerful force in American education policy. Main idea number 9. The teacher unions have long been a powerful force in the education system, advocating for teachers' rights and working to ensure that their members are treated fairly. However, they were further challenged by the rise of the teacher-proof curriculum, which sought to standardize teaching and limit the role of teachers in the classroom. This shift was seen as an attack on teachers' autonomy and professional judgment, leading to increased tensions between union leaders and school administrators. The Teacher Wars examines how this conflict played out across America's classrooms over several decades. It looks at how both sides fought for control over what happened inside schools, from debates about standardized testing to fights over who had authority when it came to evaluating teacher performance. The book also explores how these battles shaped public opinion about education reform efforts and ultimately impacted student outcomes. Main idea number 10. The teacher unions responded to the teacher-proof curriculum by advocating for more autonomy and professional development opportunities for teachers. They argued that teachers should be given greater freedom in how they teach, as well as access to resources and training that would help them become better educators. The unions also pushed back against standardized testing, which had been used to measure student performance but was seen by many as a way of controlling what happened in classrooms. The teacher unions sought to empower teachers through collective bargaining agreements that provided job security and higher wages. They also fought for smaller class sizes, increased funding for schools, and improved working conditions such as adequate supplies and technology. In addition, the unions advocated for policies that would give teachers more control over their own work lives, such as allowing them to choose their own textbooks or create their own lesson plans. Ultimately, the teacher unions wanted to ensure that teaching remained an attractive profession with good pay and benefits so it could attract talented individuals who were passionate about education. By pushing back against the teacher-proof curriculum model, they hoped to make sure teaching was respected both inside and outside of school walls. Main idea number 11. The Teacher Wars examines the efforts of teacher unions to improve the quality of education. These unions sought to raise standards and provide better resources for teachers and students alike. They advocated for higher salaries, improved working conditions, and greater job security for educators. Additionally, they pushed for increased funding for schools so that students could have access to more educational materials and technology. The teacher unions also worked hard to ensure that teachers had a voice in decision-making processes at all levels of government. This included lobbying state legislatures on issues such as school funding, curriculum development, testing requirements, and other matters related to public education. Furthermore, they fought against policies that threatened their members' rights or undermined their ability to do their jobs effectively. In addition to advocating for better pay and working conditions, the teacher unions also sought reforms in areas such as student assessment systems and accountability measures. They argued that these changes would help create an environment where teachers could focus on teaching rather than worrying about test scores or meeting arbitrary targets set by administrators. Main idea number 12. The teacher unions have been a powerful force in the education system for decades, representing teachers and advocating for their rights. However, they were recently challenged by the rise of the school reform movement. This movement sought to reduce the power of unions and increase the power of school administrators. It argued that union contracts had become too restrictive, preventing schools from making necessary changes to improve student outcomes. The Teacher Wars examines this challenge to teacher unions and how it has impacted public education. The book looks at how school reformers have pushed for greater accountability measures such as standardized testing, merit pay systems, and increased competition between schools. It also explores how these reforms have affected teachers' working conditions and job security as well as students' educational experiences. Finally, it considers whether or not these reforms are actually improving student achievement. Main idea number 13. The school reform movement of the late 20th and early 21st century sought to reduce the power of teacher unions, increase the power of school administrators, and introduce new educational policies. This movement was met with fierce resistance from teachers' unions, who argued that it threatened their rights and undermined their ability to protect teachers. In The Teacher Wars, A History of America's Most Embattled Profession, Dana Goldstein examines this conflict between education reformers and union leaders over the past century. Goldstein argues that while both sides had valid points in this debate, they often failed to understand each other's perspectives or take into account how their actions would affect students. She also highlights how race has been a major factor in these debates throughout history. For example, she notes that many education reforms have disproportionately impacted minority communities due to systemic racism. Ultimately, Goldstein concludes that there is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to reforming schools. Instead, she suggests that we must find ways to balance competing interests while still ensuring quality education for all students. By examining the history of teacher wars in America, and its implications for today, Goldstein provides an important perspective on a complex issue. Main idea number 14. The school reform movement of the late 20th century sought to improve educational outcomes by introducing standardized testing, increased accountability for teachers and administrators, and other measures. However, this approach was met with resistance from many teachers who felt that their autonomy in the classroom was being threatened. In response to these concerns, a new movement emerged: the teacher-led movement. This teacher-led movement aimed to give teachers more control over their classrooms and curricula. It also sought to provide them with better resources and support so they could be successful in their roles as educators. The Teacher Wars examines how this challenge to traditional school reform played out across America's public schools during the 1990s and 2000s. The book looks at both sides of the debate between those advocating for school reform and those pushing for teacher-led initiatives. It explores how each side argued its case, what strategies were used by each group, and ultimately which approach proved most effective in improving student achievement. Ultimately, The Teacher Wars provides an insightful look into one of the major debates surrounding education policy during this period. By examining both sides of this contentious issue, it offers readers a unique perspective on how our nation's public schools have evolved over time. Main idea number 15. The teacher-led movement was met with resistance from school administrators, who sought to maintain control over the classroom and limit the power of the teachers. This resistance stemmed from a fear that giving teachers more autonomy would lead to chaos in classrooms and undermine their authority. Administrators also worried that allowing teachers too much freedom could result in them teaching material outside of what was approved by the district or state curriculum standards. In response, many administrators implemented strict rules and regulations for how classes should be taught, including detailed lesson plans and standardized tests. They also began hiring supervisors to monitor teacher performance in order to ensure compliance with these new policies. These measures were seen as necessary steps towards maintaining order in schools, but they had an unintended consequence: they stifled creativity among teachers and limited their ability to innovate. The Teacher Wars examines this struggle between school administrators seeking control over classrooms versus those advocating for greater teacher autonomy. It looks at how both sides have shaped education policy throughout history, as well as how current debates about education reform are being influenced by this ongoing battle. Main idea number 16. The teacher-led movement was a response to the increasing standardization of education in the United States. It sought to empower teachers by giving them more autonomy and control over their classrooms, allowing them to make decisions based on their own professional judgment rather than relying solely on standardized tests or other forms of data. This movement was further challenged by the rise of the data-driven movement, which sought to use data to measure teacher performance and hold them accountable for student outcomes. Proponents of this approach argued that it would help ensure that all students received an equitable education regardless of where they lived or what school they attended. However, critics argued that this approach could lead to teaching becoming overly focused on test scores and neglecting important aspects such as creativity and critical thinking skills. The Teacher Wars examines these competing approaches and how they have shaped American education over time. Main idea number 17. The data-driven movement was met with resistance from the teacher unions, who sought to protect the rights of teachers and maintain their power in the classroom. The Teacher Wars by Dana Goldstein examines this clash between data-driven reformers and traditionalists, exploring how it has shaped education policy over time. It looks at how both sides have used political tactics to advance their agendas, as well as how they have clashed over issues such as standardized testing, merit pay for teachers, and school choice. Goldstein argues that while data can be a useful tool for measuring student performance and holding teachers accountable for results, it should not be used to replace professional judgment or undermine collective bargaining rights. She also highlights the importance of recognizing that teaching is an art form which requires creativity and flexibility, qualities which cannot always be measured through quantitative metrics. Ultimately, the Teacher Wars provides an insightful look into one of the most contentious debates in modern education policy. By examining both sides of this debate in detail, Goldstein offers readers a nuanced understanding of why these conflicts arise, and what can be done to resolve them. Main idea number 18. The data-driven movement, which emerged in the late 20th century, sought to use data and metrics to measure student performance and inform educational policy. This approach was seen as a way of improving education by making it more efficient and effective. However, this movement was challenged by the rise of the teacher-centered movement, which argued that teachers should be given more autonomy in their classrooms. This new approach focused on empowering teachers to make decisions based on their own experience and expertise rather than relying solely on data. Proponents of the teacher-centered model argued that giving teachers greater control over their classrooms would lead to better outcomes for students. They also believed that allowing teachers to have more freedom would help them develop professionally and create an environment where they could thrive. The Teacher Wars examines how these two approaches clashed during this period of educational reform. Main idea number 19. The teacher-centered movement of the late 19th and early 20th centuries sought to empower teachers by giving them more autonomy in the classroom. This shift away from traditional, top-down school administration was met with resistance from administrators who wanted to maintain control over their schools. The Teacher Wars examines this struggle between teachers and administrators, exploring how it shaped education policy for decades to come. At its core, the teacher-centered movement aimed to give teachers greater freedom in deciding what they taught and how they taught it. It also sought to provide better pay and working conditions for educators, as well as increased professional development opportunities. However, many school administrators were wary of ceding power over their classrooms, and thus resisted these changes. The Teacher Wars chronicles this battle between teachers and administrators throughout American history. Drawing on archival documents, interviews with current educators, and historical accounts of past conflicts between educators and school boards, Goldstein paints a vivid picture of a long-running struggle that continues today. Main idea number 20. The teacher-centered movement, which had been the dominant approach to education for decades, was further challenged by the rise of the accountability movement. This new approach sought to use data and metrics to measure teacher performance and hold them accountable for student outcomes. The Teacher Wars examines this challenge in detail, exploring how it has impacted teachers' roles in classrooms across America. The accountability movement has led to a shift away from traditional teaching methods towards more standardized approaches that emphasize test scores as a primary indicator of success. It has also resulted in increased pressure on teachers to meet certain standards or face consequences such as dismissal or pay cuts. As Dana Goldstein argues in her book, these changes have had both positive and negative effects on educators and students alike. Ultimately, the Teacher Wars provides an insightful look into the ongoing debate over how best to evaluate teacher performance and ensure quality instruction for all students. By examining both sides of this contentious issue, Goldstein offers readers an opportunity to better understand the complexities involved with reforming our educational system. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.